Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Food for thought for Friday, May 21st. Another study.
We love
do a
these
lot of studies
here.
Another study shows consumption of nuts have been associated with improvements in blood cholesterol levels. Researchers at Loma Linda University in California gathered data from 25 nut consumption trials, basically people eating 2.5 ounces of nuts per day. The result was an average 5.1% reduction in total cholesterol and more than a 7% reduction in LDL. That's the bad cholesterol. Mm-hmm. There was also an 8% change in the amount of HDL cholesterol.
Well, yeah, that's because of the omegas. Omegas always boost the HDL, the good cholesterol. Now, you do have to watch some of your nuts, like peanuts, because they can have anaphylaxis problem where they get a mold. You know, we had a big scare here, I don't know, about 6 months ago where they pulled a lot of nut products, peanut butter and that type of stuff off the shelves because of that mold.
Is it that it just sits out too long or it just can happen?
Peanuts are very susceptible. Nuts in all. You have to be careful. Like if you're buying bulk type nuts, you know, like if you go in the store and they've got these big tubs and you're buying in bulk, if you don't know how long they've been in that tub, you really need to think twice about purchasing them because the oils in nuts, which they are all very high in oils, becomes rancid. And when you eat rancid nuts, your body cannot absorb vitamin A, C, and E, which are, you know, I mean, those are key nutrients for your system. Almonds, they're very high in potassium, magnesium, and in protein. In your Mediterranean diet, you will see a lot of your foods will have slivered nuts on them. And they use them a whole lot more than we do. They use a lot of nut butters also, which are really high in protein, high in magnesium, phosphorus, and the vitamin A's. Again, you have to look at your saturated fats, and almonds would be one of the lower in saturated fats, which is one of the things that causes your cholesterol levels to go up. Some of your higher fat or saturated fat nuts would be the peanuts, the macadamia nut, pecans, pistachios, sunflowers, and walnuts. However, both sunflowers and walnuts are one of the, again, better nuts as far as your oleic acid and the omegas to boost that HDL.
You know, I think some people, when they hear a food that's high in fat, which nuts can be pretty high in fat, but it's what kind of fat.
Exactly. And boy, you got to keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. We kind of throw the baby out with the bathwater. And these fats are a great antioxidant.
Omega-3s, some people, when they hear that, may think of fish.
Mm-hmm.
But nuts, too, as
Absolutely.
You just said,
mm-hmm.
are very high in omega-3s.
Yes. Yeah. And that is the heart. You know, for coronary disease, that is one of the first things they tell you. You've really got to boost your omegas and have a nice blend of the 3-6-9 omega. And, you know, not that one of them is way high. It's very easy to get omega-6 in our diet. Very difficult to get the threes. And so what happens is we get out of balance in that. And when that happens, inflammation begins. So keeping those omega oils in a good balance in our system.
Do they ever process nuts to take out the oils?
Oh, they process everything to remove the oils. Yeah, because they can stay on the shelf a whole lot longer. So if you're looking at a package and it's dated way out, the chances of it being what they call defatted is huge. Yeah.
Final question.
Mm-hmm.
Your recipe of the day.
Well, you know, there's nothing better than making a good loaf of fresh whole grain bread and spreading a good nut butter on there. And like if you take almonds and puree them in your food processor and then stir in some right now good, fresh, real maple syrup or a good honey, that is a wonderful treat, and dip your carrots or your celery in those nut butters. It's really delicious. So we make our own peanut butter cups here, and we've used like a blend of nuts, and they're yummy. So you can, you know, lots of good treats that you can make that way.
I'm hungry again.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to go back down to the kitchen.
Every week I do this, and every week I get hungry for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, one thing we should mention as to why is the nut so effective in lowering the cholesterol because it's high in fiber, and fiber binds itself to cholesterol and pulls it out of your body naturally. So any, you know, most of your high fiber foods are going to help in that area, but nuts are very, very high in fiber, and we all need to add more of that to our diets today.
Another study shows consumption of nuts have been associated with improvements in blood cholesterol levels.
Say that five times fast.
Blood cholesterol levels, blood cholesterol levels, blood cholesterol levels, blood cholesterol levels, blood cholesterol levels.
You're good. High five.
Woo!